Now, does that mean that a Christian never sins? Of course not. We see in 1 John 1 that if we've denied the Lord, we're calling God a liar if we say we haven't sinned. Of course we sin. If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Doesn't mean a Christian doesn't sin, but the same in 1 John goes on to say, he who continues in sin does not know Him. Now, what does that mean, continue in sin? It means when sin, and it's in particular, I think, willful sin, but when living in sin becomes your long-term lifestyle, you're bearing a fruit of being unregenerate, of not knowing Christ, rather than bearing the fruit of knowing Christ. Yes, we can sin, but God, when the Holy Spirit of God is in you, He'll make you miserable. He'll convict you of sin. And if you're feeling really good about your sin, that's a sign that the Holy Spirit, isn't it interesting that there's an adjective with that member of the triune God? There's the Father and there's the Son. You know, and they don't have adjectives. I mean, they do in some passages, but the Eternal Father, but the Holy Spirit, if you're living in sin, it becomes at some point, and you don't even feel guilt about it, it becomes very questionable whether the Holy Spirit of God truly indwells you.